You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And it's honestly just a super quick episode this week, more of a public service announcement, if you will. Just to remind you that beautiful The Carol King musical will be in Nottingham all this week. Now, this is a musical that has sort of accidentally become a bit of a Showtime classic, predominantly for its use of punctuation, I will say. I'm always fascinated by the choices of whether it gets written as beautiful dash the Carol King musical or beautiful colon the Carol King musical. I mean, I accept that that probably reveals a lot about me and what I find interesting, but consistent branding is important, and personally, I'd go for a colon. But punctuation aside, Beautiful is a jukebox musical that tells the story of the life and career of the legendary Carol King. Through her incredible music, the show tells the inspiring true story of her rise to stardom, from being part of a hit songwriting team with her husband Jerry Goffin, to her relationship with fellow writers and friends Cynthia Weil and Barry Mann, all the way through to her becoming one of the most successful solo acts in pop music history. So you can expect all of the classics, songs like You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman and You've Got a Friend and Will You Love Me Tomorrow, along with other contemporary songs from the time like Barry Mann's You Lost That Loving Feeling and The Drifters on Broadway and so on, things like that. Like, this really is the music that defined a generation, all captured and incorporated into one musical. I mean, what's not to love? The show was a big hit on Broadway when it opened back in 2014, where the wonderful Jessie Mueller played the title role and won the Tony for Best Leading Actress in a Musical that year, and deservedly so. If you listen to the original Broadway cast recording, you'll understand why people fell in love with her in this role. But it then moved over to the UK in 2015, where it had a couple of years in the West End and then a follow-up UK tour. In fact, Beautiful was just partway through its second UK tour when the show was closed down because of the pandemic in March 2020, and with that in mind, it's all the more exciting that I get to announce that it is now back on the road again. This new production of Beautiful opened at Leicester Curve back in February this year, and as tours do, it's been heading out all over the country. It's been directed by Nikolai Foster, and without wanting to list everybody's names here, although I absolutely could because they're all great, it's a very familiar Leicester Curve creative team. So trust me when I say that this production is going to be visually spectacular and a feast for the eyes. The second I saw Ben Cracknell was doing the lighting design, I knew we were onto a winner with this. It's very exciting. Which is why it's even better news that Beautiful arrives in Nottingham this week. It'll play at the Theatre Royal from Tuesday the 4th of October to Saturday the 8th, with tickets ranging from around about the £20 mark up to sort of £50-55. And I do realise that that's a little pricey at a time when we're all trying to cut back, but I will just say that there are discounts for Royal members and under 26-year-olds for the weekday performances if you're looking to save a bit of money. You can find out more about all of that and book tickets via the link here in the post if you're interested. But if you're a fan of this kind of music, in fact, the whole soundtrack of like the 60s and 70s basically, then this is the show for you. So don't miss Beautiful colon the Carol King musical while it's here in Nottingham this week. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. I will, of course, be back again next Sunday evening at 7pm for a brand new Spotlight On. But you can also catch me before that at 6 o'clock next Sunday evening for the first live Showtime of the year. We'll be running through a whole host of theatre news like West End shows, upcoming tours, concert productions, and playing non-stop show tunes as well. So you do not want to miss it. That's Showtime at 6pm next Sunday on urn1350.net. You can also follow along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN to make sure you never miss a moment, because as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.